number, people, 72 graduates.
The auditorium was packed full of proud family and friends, standing room only, as Douglas High Principal Erica Neville opened the ceremony on that historic day. Neville calls her 72 graduates tenacious.
Our students have triumphed. You name the tragedy, they have triumphed over it. Homelessness, poverty, just changing jobs and working. Some of them have families that they support and that they are part of, beyond teenage responsibilities. I know you can see my air quotes, but they have triumphed over it all, and they fight daily to get done the things that they need to get done to make it to that next stage in life.
As Columbia's alternative education building, Douglas High provides non-traditional learning settings for students who are at risk. The students go to smaller classrooms and get credit for working. Teachers often have to pick up the students from their homes and help them secure jobs. To graduate Joseph Lavalais, Douglas has been more than just a school.
I don't even have a teacher. It's like, because all of them is like family. It's like aunts and uncles and, you know, so it's like really not a teacher. It's just family. Because they all helped us through storm. Like, this is crazy.
Lavalais says he hopes to join the U.S. Air Force. Neville is proud of the large graduating class, but also says that Douglas administrators are now working to tighten their program even more.
So we might not have the largest number again next year, but we're looking at making sure we get a quality graduate who is also ready for their next step in life.
Neville says the school owes its milestone this year to the work of the staff and the support from the community. Hadam Helmi, KBIA News.